sweet spirits of nitre, Aunt Gertrude herself. No. Yes. Let me see.
Frank rushed to the window in time to see Aunt Gertrude, attired in voluminous garments of a fashion dating back at least a decade, laboriously emerging from the taxicab. She was a large woman with a strident voice, and the Hardy boys could hear her vigorously disputing the amount of the fare. With Lavinia under one arm and a huge umbrella under the other, Aunt Gertrude withered the taxicab driver with a fiery denunciation, and, when he helplessly pointed to the meter and declared that figures did not lie, she dropped both cat and umbrella, rummaged about in the manifold recesses of her clothing for a very small purse, produced the exact amount of the fare in silver, counted it out, and handed it to the man with the air of one giving alms.
"And just for your impudence, you shan't have a tip," she announced. "Carry my bags up to the house."
The driver gazed sadly at the silver in his hand, pocketed it, and clambered back into the car.
"Carry 'em up yourself," he advised, slamming the door. The taxi roared away down the street.
But Aunt Gertrude had no intention of carrying the bags up to the house. Suddenly she glared up at the window from which the two boys had been watching the scene.
"You two boys up there!" she shouted. "I see you! Don't think I don't see you! Come down here and carry up my bags! Hustle now!"
Mrs. Hardy was already at the front door, welcoming Aunt Gertrude, who was expatiating on the wickedness of taxi drivers in general.
"So!" she said, as the boys appeared. "Standing up at the front window laughing at your great-aunt instead of coming down and helping carry up her bags like little gentlemen. I'm surprised at you."
"We were just getting dressed, Aunt Gertrude," explained Frank meekly.
"Getting dressed, eh?" snorted Aunt Gertrude, taking in their attire. "Getting dressed! What kind of outfit do you call that?"
She poked Joe in the ribs with her umbrella, indicating the faded khaki shirt he was wearing.
"Speak up, boy! What kind of an outfit is that?"
"We were just getting ready to go on a boat trip, Aunt Gertrude," Joe explained.
"Boat trip? Boat trip? No, that settles it," declared Aunt Gertrude. "I shan't allow it. The very idea. Laura," she said, turning to Mrs. Hardy, "I'm surprised at you. Absolutely astonished. The very idea of letting these children go out in a boat. If these boys go out in a boat, they'll be drowned. They shan't go out in any boat trip. That settles it. Boys, bring in my bags," she commanded.
Mrs. Hardy smiled, for she was quite accustomed to the eccentricities of Aunt Gertrude, and the Hardy boys scuttled down the front steps for the baggage.
"Do you think she means it?" whispered Joe. "Sure she means it, but we'll get out somehow. She'll rave for a while, but she'll forget all about it when she starts to show Mother how to run the house."
The boys deposited Aunt Gertrude's luggage in the guest room, then went downstairs for inspection. By this time, the old lady had taken off her coat and hat and was seated in the most comfortable chair, fanning herself with a newspaper.
"Boat trip," she was snorting as they entered the room. "Never heard of such a thing. Letting little boys like that go out in a boat alone. If they were my boys, I wouldn't let them out of my sight."
"They're going out to look for two friends of theirs who have been lost for 3 days," Mrs. Hardy explained.
"I suppose they were out on a boat trip, too. I knew it. And now they're lost. That's what happens when you let children go out in boats. They get lost or drowned. And now you would let these two youngsters go out in a boat, too. And I suppose in a few more days some of their chums would have to go out in a boat and look for them."
"Did you have a pleasant journey?"
asked Mrs. Hardy, anxious to change the subject.
"Did I ever have a pleasant journey?" countered Aunt Gertrude. "Now, boys, what are you staring at? Don't you know it's rude to be staring at people? Run away and play. I want to talk to your mother. Run away and play. Shoo!"
She brandished the umbrella at them, and the boys left the room quickly. Their mother excused herself for a moment and followed them into the hall.
"Run," she said, smiling. "I'll take care of Aunt Gertrude. Run along while you have the chance."